So let's review. The previous Mishnah at the beginning of the Perek taught, V'chulon einam boin ela min hamuvchar. All menachas must come from the choicest grain. Therefore, our Mishnah continues, Eimavin lemi beis hazvalim, lemi beis hashlachim, lemi beis ha'ilon. We do not bring grain from menachas from fields that require fertilizer, because shema le nizdav called sarka, v'nimtzu called perisek kachushin. Perhaps they were not adequately fertilized, and the produce is weak. Or, lashon acher shazevel mavish makalko tam ha'peris, the taste of the grain is compromised by the fertilizer. Nor from fields that require irrigation, because lafi perisek kachushin, their produce is weak. Nor from fields that grow trees, because lafi she'alonis ois matzel, v'natfu o god lo yafa. The shade of the trees deprives the grain from adequate sunlight. And the trees draw nutrients from the ground, resulting in weak grain. However, the Mishnah concludes, "V'mehivi kasher," but the evidence if they did bring grain from these fields, the mincha is kasher. The Mishnah elaborates, "Ketzer de'waisa." They produced the choicest grain as follows: Nara shana rishayna, ubishana shniya zayru koim lepesach shivim yaim, v'waisa selus maruba. In the first year, the field was plowed but not sown, and in the second year, the field was plowed again and sown 70 days before Pesach. This way, the field produces an abundance of flour. And as the Brice explains, every year they would plow the entire field, but leave one half fallow, and only sow the other half. And in the following year, they would do the reverse, because otherwise, the fields would become weakened because the land does not have the strength to produce crops every year. The Mishnah continues, the gizbar would inspect the sifted flour by putting his hand into the silus, and if he removes some fine dust of kemach, the silus must be sifted again, otherwise it is possible. The Gemara cites Reb Nosson who says, gizbar sach yodei shemenu machnas latecha ad shemala kol avka. The gizbar smears his hand with oil and dips it into the flour to remove the very fine kemach dust. The Gemara continues. Reb Yechanan says, eim avin es ha'imr, elam an asadeis hamadramish ha'be'eretz Yisrael. The emir was brought only from the southernmost fields of Eretz Yisrael, since the arc of the sun is tilted to the south, these fields receive the most sunlight and therefore produce the best grain. The Mishnah continues, "V'misliya psula." If the flour became wormy, it is possible. And the Brice elaborates, "Seilus shesliya ruba psula, v'chitin shesliya ruban psulis." If the majority of either the flour or wheat kernels became wormy, they're possible for menachas. In the case of wheat, Rabbi Yirmi inquired, "B'reiv chita or b'reiv sa?" Do we go by the majority of each kernel of wheat, or by the majority of the wheat in the entire measure? Take with this question remains unresolved. Rava inquires, Hikdeshan, Mausha Yilka Alei Mishum Balmum. If one did consecrate wormy flour, does he get malchus for transgressing the law of Makdash Balmum not to consecrate an animal that has a blemish? Perhaps he does get malchus because given the pasuk a Balmum dami, since the flour is pasul, it's considered like a Balmum. Or perhaps he does not get malchus because in Balmum el Behema, the law of Makdash Balmum applies only to animals but not to other hektish items. Take with this question also remains unresolved. Zakh the Mishnah, Tekuah Alpha Lashemin. The town of Tekuah produces great A olive oil, the choicest of oils, as we see in the following pasuk. V'yishlach Yev Tekuah v'yikach Misham Isha Chachama. Yev went to Tekuah to find a wise woman because Mitech Shurigil Misham and Zayas Chachma Mitzui Behen. They used olive oil regularly, which sharpens the mind. Abishal adds, Shnila Regev Be'ivayad. The oil in Regev was second choice. And Kala Ratzis Ha'ikasheris, El Mekan Ha'imavin. Actually, oil from all places is Kasha, but they preferred to bring oil from these places because their oil was most superior. However, Eimavin, Lemme Beis Hazvalim, Belemme Beis Hashlachim, Belemme Mashanizu Be'neim, Be'mehvi Kasha. We may not bring oil from fields that require fertilizer, irrigation, or have grain planted between the olive trees because they produce inferior olives. But by the Yevid, the oil that comes from these fields is kasher. The Gemara proceeds with the Braisa. The pasuk in Parsha Vezis HaBracha states, "B'tovel b'shemen ragloi." Zeu chelke shel asher shemeshech shemen kemayin. In the portion of Shevet Asher, the people would soak their feet in oil because they produced an abundance of oil which flowed like a spring. And the Gemara cites an incident in Gush Chalav, a town in the portion of Shevet Asher, of a farmer who sold an extraordinary amount of oil for the price of 180,000 mana. The Mishnah continues. Eimavin amfakten v'mehvi kasher. We do not use oil pressed from olives that only grew one third, but it is kasher by the Evid. The Gemara asks from a contradicting brisa that states Eimavin amfakten v'mehvi pasul. Oil that comes from these olives is pasul even by the Evid. The Gemara answers that this is a machlekes Reb Chiya Reb Shimon bar Rabbi. The brisa of v'mehvi pasul is the opinion of Reb Chiya, as we see that zarikle he would throw away this oil because he did not consider it oil. While the Mishnah of Imhevi Kosher is dependent on Rabbi Shimon ben Rebbe, as we see that Metavel Bey, he would use this olive oil as a dip for food. And V'samonech Ashir Mekamtzen. Rabbi Shimon ben Rebbe was the son of Rebbe, who was very wealthy, yet he was frugal and used even this inferior oil. The Mishnah continues, Eim Avim Menach Agarin Shanishu B'mayim, V'loim Menach Kvashim, V'loim Menach Shlokim, Imhevi Pasel. We do not use oil pressed from olives that were soaked in water or brine or that were cooked, because it ruins the oil. And it is possible even by the Yevit. And here too, as before, Rabbi inquired, Hikdishu ma'a shilukulab mishum bal mum. Keeping the pasuk about mum dami, I dama ain bal mum el b'behema, teku.